Welcome to Unit 2 of the Professionalism and Customer Service in the Healthcare Environment component. In this unit, we will explore professional behavior in the healthcare environment. The learning objectives for this session are to define contextual norms expected in healthcare organizations and to discuss the importance of dress, deportment, demeanor, and grooming. We will explore how these topics contribute to professional behavior. Contextual norms are the acceptable behavior and attitudes of the professionals who work in a particular environment. Often, these behaviors are supportive of safe work practices and contribute to effective teamwork as well. An example of a contextual norm in the healthcare environment is frequent hand washing. Frequent hand washing has been shown to be the most effective method of preventing infections. It contributes to patient safety and also helps keep healthcare professionals from acquiring infections. In most settings, the employees do not wash their hands as often as they do in a healthcare environment. As a healthcare information technology professional, you will need to understand the contextual norms in the healthcare environment. Understanding contextual norms will help you to be successful in your professional role and will enable you to be seen as an effective team member by your colleagues. It is important to recognize that contextual norms can vary by professional role. For example, nurses may prefer communicating face-to-face as they carry out their patient care responsibilities. Information technology professionals, on the other hand, may prefer email communications that are less intrusive. Nurses usually have a more immediate need to get information that will enable them to help their patient. IT professionals do not typically have urgent communication needs. Different organizations and settings will have different norms. Large organizations with many professional roles will often be more complex and hierarchical in their accepted behaviors and attitudes, and norms will be more clearly defined by role. In contrast, smaller clinics and offices will typically be less formal and rigid. People may have responsibility for multiple roles and develop their own norms as a result. As governmental agencies, public health settings may reflect behaviors and attitudes that are defined by governmental regulations. Displaying inappropriate behavior or attitudes can have the effect of distracting people from what you may be communicating or trying to accomplish, making you less effective and productive. You want people to be able to focus on what you are there to do, rather than how you may be dressed. Standing out because you are doing great work is your goal. The behavior of a professional in a particular environment is called professional deportment. It includes how you speak, how you appear, as well as how others judge your honesty and integrity. How do others see you conducting yourself as you work? Professional speech should be clearly spoken in an even tone. It does not include the use of slang, swearing, or colorful phrases. Keep in mind that others in your workplace may not enjoy loud jokes or understand your particular slang terms. Speaking in an understandable and polite manner is important to getting your message understood. Behaving in a professional manner also includes being reliable and responsible, doing what you say you will do, and doing it well. A willingness to always improve and grow as a professional is another of the basics of professional deportment. Adapting to new situations as required will mark you as a valuable professional. Showing respect for yourself and others is also an important part of professional deportment and contributes to a healthy workplace. Professional demeanor communicates to others in your workplace that you respect yourself as a professional in the organization. It also indicates that you recognize the importance of your own work. It communicates that you respect the role and work of the other members of the healthcare team as well. By behaving in an appropriate and professional manner, you will encourage others to behave respectfully towards you, which in turn will contribute to a healthy and effective workplace. Unprofessional behavior creates a barrier to effective teamwork and communicates to others that you do not understand or support the work they do. Negative behaviors can also create a feeling of mistrust around your work and your interactions in patient care areas. The reputation of your organization can also be brought into question when inappropriate demeanor is seen by patients, family members, and the general public. In addition to demeanor, your appearance contributes to how people perceive you as a professional. Many organizations have official guidelines on what constitutes appropriate dress and appearance. It is important to be sure that you fully understand what is acceptable and what is not. Your appearance should be clean, neat, and towards conservative in style. Hair, clothing, and any makeup should not be seen as a means of personal expression. Try not to let these things detract from your being seen as a professional in the healthcare environment. In these photographs, we can see appropriately attired professionals. Their clothing is modest and conservative. Their hair is neatly styled. Keep in mind that your organization may not require wearing suits. Many organizations have what is known as business casual dress code. Make yourself familiar with the dress code for your organization. An often overlooked component of professional appearance involves the use of perfumes and scented hygiene products. The use of these products is often a source of complaints by patients, and as a result, many healthcare organizations do not allow healthcare professionals to use them. Asthma and other respiratory disorders can be aggravated by scented products, with the potential to trigger respiratory distress in sensitive people. Aside from the potential to cause respiratory distress, those around you may not share your enjoyment of a particular fragrance. Avoiding the use of scented products will ensure that you can work with all members of the healthcare team. Let's talk for a moment about where IT professionals fit in the healthcare environment. In addition to supporting the work of the healthcare professionals, IT staff members are responsible for all phases of the information technology system lifecycle. These systems are essential for patient care and safety. IT professionals also play an important role in supporting those who are responsible for the day-to-day running of the organization or clinic. Without reliable information technology systems, administrators could not do their jobs, finance departments could not manage budgets, and executives could not successfully guide their staff. As an IT professional, you will work with the computers and software that make up these information technology systems. But don't forget that another important part of an IT system is the people who use them. Your skills as a professional include working effectively with people, not just with the computer hardware and software. To summarize, understanding contextual norms is the basis for professional demeanor and contributes to your success as an IT professional in the healthcare environment. Fitting in with how people work and interact in the professional environment will help you be seen as an effective and efficient member of the healthcare team. Appropriate dress and grooming are also important components of being a professional in the healthcare environment. As part of professional demeanor, good grooming and appropriate dress communicate to others that you respect yourself, them, and the organization. They also contribute to your being treated with respect by your coworkers. Fitting in as a member of the healthcare team also means understanding the important ways you contribute to the team as an IT professional in your work with the information technology system and the people who use them.